Joining us now on the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Scott Finley of the Carrollton Trojans. Carrollton traveled to Marceline tonight in Class 1 district action. Carrollton comes out on the short end of a 49-12 decision. Coach Finley, thanks for joining us. Sound like you guys had a tough time stopping the run tonight.
We did. They were able to run the ball on us pretty well. The first couple series, you know, they got through us, and then we kind of adjusted and finally were able to slow them down. And, you know, defensively, we started to get a lot better. Offensively, we really struggled on the first two series. On the third series, we got a first down, and then our quarterback got knocked out of the game. So at that point, we had to shift a lot of guys around. It really put us at a disadvantage. However, Cedar Metz did come in and play quarterback and played really well, considering he doesn't take very many reps at it. So I was very, very impressed with how he, you know, came back instead of playing receiver, came in and played quarterback.
Yeah, that's tough, because not only is your quarterback Gavin Claude a great quarterback, you know, you had to move Metz to quarterback, and you know, just the trickle down effect, not only on the offensive end but the defensive end. For you, besides Cedar, you know, stepping in and playing quarterback, who else did you feel played well tonight?
Alec Appleberry actually stepped in and played receiver, more receiver than he usually does, and did really well. Had a nice touchdown catch on a missed tackle. Gage Fitzpatrick played very well at receiver. We moved him to H receiver. He did phenomenal. Had a really good game. Xavier Yoakum played well at receiver. We moved a lot of guys around, you know, as we took on a couple injuries. And a lot of guys were asked to do things that they don't normally do, and I thought they did a really good job of stepping up and fighting through that.
Last week when you guys played Fayette, you had a tough time running the ball in the first half, and it looked like you kind of figured some things out on the ground in the second half against them. Tonight, kind of another struggle for you running the ball on the ground. Do you credit that to Marceline, or do you credit that to injury? You know, that Marceline is a good team. They're 10-1.
Yeah, the Marceline's a very good program. They were very physical up front. They did a great job. And like you said, as soon as we started to find ways to move the ball and kind of adjust, then we started taking injuries, and that, you know, the trickle-down effect you talked about kind of set in. But, no, they are extremely physical and very sound up front. They did a great job tonight on defense.
Coach, you finished year at 5-6. It's been a while since Carrollton's had this much success in a football season. You beat some teams early in the year in Westran and Fayette that you haven't you know, haven't been able to beat in the past. What do you have coming back next year, and what are you looking to do maybe to improve on a 5-win campaign?
We've got a lot coming back. Almost all of our skill positions are coming back. Now, a lot of our linemen graduate, and so, you know, we'll have to adjust there. We're going to have some young guys step up. But, no, our skill positions are going to be set. And defensively, really our back seven are all coming back. So we've got a lot of good things ahead of us. Really even eight, actually, because we had Xavier playing up as a five tech by the end of the year. So we've got a lot coming back, and there is no substitute for experience. So I'm very excited about next season.
Yeah, and as you saw tonight, though, up front, you know, you get deeper into the playoffs, you've got to have, you know, a pretty stout offensive and defensive line. And you did talk about you're losing some of your, you know, some of your beef up front. You've got seven seniors that you're going to lose. Talk about those guys a little bit.
Well, Wyatt Rowan played a great job up at guard. Just did a phenomenal job this season. And, you know, we lost him in the holding game. So he's done a great job since then of being another leader on the sideline and in the locker room. And just really helpful to the coaches and everyone. He's done really well with it. Hunter Peel played right tackle for us on offense, and he has been a mainstay there this year. I mean, he was able to handle a five tech, and really a lot of times we could reach and then run the ball outside when we didn't expect to. So he did a great work. Schluter played most of the year in our left tackle, and then we ended up moving him to guard. And Schluter, very physical player, a lot of pancake blocks, just did a great work. Tristan Cooper was a leader for us on the field, in the classroom. He has really stepped up his game this year on both sides of the football, and he did a phenomenal job. I was real excited. We would try to put him on their best defensive lineman when possible. Peyton Pearson came out this year, played defensive end for us, a five technique. And, you know, a lot of times when you see somebody come out their senior year, you never really know how that's going to go. And he did great work and was able to secure a starting role and really set that edge for us on defense. Garrett Calvert was a transfer here this year. And, you know, I just wish we'd had more years with him. He did awesome tonight, especially. He went in and played some five tech tonight, and just really good work. He also plays a lot of special teams, was our long snapper this year, and, you know, just exciting guy to have around. So it was a very, very successful senior group, and I'm really proud of what they were able to accomplish.
And, Coach, you know, I appreciate you're always a positive person. You've got great things to say about the kids, win, lose, or draw. You've called in every week, you know, and hopefully this is a turning point for the Trojan program. So I wish you the best of luck in the off season and the rest of the school year, and we'll see you down the road.
I also need to mention Shadron Castor. He played for us on special teams and on defensive line, interior defensive line and left tackle. And he's a guy that he's a worker in the weight room. He's a worker on the practice field, and he just did a phenomenal job this year.
Yeah, and you got to have those kids, those program kids that are coming in and working their tails off in the off season.
Yes, they do.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. We'll catch you down the road.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.